Now, we talked a few months ago, I think it was, about some technology that they had stolen out of a former other base, not our friend base, that has been empty out of really, it's in the Himalayas, but it's accessible through Kashmir. It was, anyway, it's no longer there. The enforcer is taking care of that. But they managed to get another piece of equipment that runs on a different fuel than electric power. They plugged that bad boy in this morning in an attempt, and I'll tell you why, to see if they could find the Saturn moon matrix, which doesn't exist, because they were under the impression it just may come back. Yeah. But anyway, it blacked out the whole country. Congratulations. You're just brilliant, aren't you? You know?
Wow. Are they still without power, Kim? Do we know?
No, the power has since been restored. Within the 12 hours, I think the government said, and it actually was. And I mean, this happened hours and hours ago. I've been working for quite a long time now by the time we broadcast this. Yeah. All right, now let's talk about the Dark Hall of Records. It's important to understand. Why did they think the Saturn moon matrix was going to come back? Because they had sent off 2 days ago, once I mentioned it on the news, these people are looking to me to educate them on how to defeat myself. But see, I actually went to the School of Common Sense, so I would never tell you anything that I haven't already finished and completed. Duh. Anyway, all right, so. The Dark Hall of Records is the exact opposite of the Light Hall of Records. Was. It's no longer there. So they had submitted an agreement 48 hours ago to the Dark Hall of Records, or tried to anyway, hoping for a ratification and hoping for their Saturn moon matrix and therefore an access to Kronos and Omega back. Didn't work out. But that didn't stop them from shutting off the power in Pakistan because they don't understand. You don't just plug in a machine like that. It doesn't work that way. So let's talk about how this was created and why this was recreated. So we talked often about the Covenant of Source and how that was the agreement to create the darkness or Omega and the light or Alpha. I am the Alpha and Omega, it says it in every book. And that's true. In other words, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the light, I'm the darkness, and I'm in control of all things. Well, there was another one called Divine Intervention Binding, and I'll show you how it works. So, in the center of our universe, of the multiverse, I should say, is what you call, and I'm going to draw it like this. It's not flat. The Earth is not flat either. Okay? This is the central sun. Whoops, I know I went over too far. Now, the central sun is the pure light of God, or the pure light of Source. On the one side, you have the light multiverse. And on the other side, you have darkness. Had. So the central sun in the multiverse is your actual source itself. That's where the light of creation comes through. It permeates throughout the entire multiverse. This was the structure as it was, so I don't want anybody to get nervous. This side also is where your densities were. So I'm just giving you a general idea. These are your densities, and the lower astral had the same. So what divine intervention did is it actually allowed for the exact reverse of what happens here to happen here. So we have a Hall of Records. And they have a Hall of Records. You know, we have angels, so to speak, that are basically, you know, anything eighth density and above. You know, they are basically pure walking balls of light. They have very little density at all. They have demons. These are your Tarzakians down here. Now, here's how this worked. If they registered something in their Hall of Records and it was ratified, the exact opposite would automatically be registered in the Hall of Records up here. The same thing up here. If we have a Hall of Records in the light side and we registered a restoration agreement, they're going to register the anti-restoration agreement. Now, the unfortunate part about this is that actually automatically programs Omega. And this one automatically programs Alpha. So Alpha will only release for its Hall of Records. Now, joint agreements, such as the joint AIQS, would allow for both to participate. But when that expired, we had an issue. So when I created Alpha 2, which is now bound to Alpha 1, and eventually there'll only be an Alpha, and I had to do it this way so they couldn't reinsert, not they, but Omega wouldn't reinsert itself. So this is Alpha. Alpha 2 control. This is Alpha 1 in the back. It's overlaid now by the light. So now we have a light system on all fronts and control over all levels. Now it's level 8 in the Alpha. Well, now it's Alpha Alpha, but it was Alpha Omega before. In this Omega, formerly Omega system, the Hall of Records connection was established in level 8. So it wouldn't let any money pass to anyone unless it was approved in the Dark Hall of Records. There was also a dark mirror involved here that would connect the two sides of the universe. So it would automatically switch it around to be the exact opposite and register it on the other side, and so on and so forth. This was your divine intervention. So it was initially meant to keep the balance between the dark and the light. Now, clearly that was violated, and therefore now the Source Covenant has expired, and we have moved on to also the final removals of Omega.